It's over for Kiwi cricket players, commentators and support staff at the suspended IPL competition in COVID-ravaged India, as the league and Indian cricket bankrolls a costly evacuation. It's chartered three planes to get the Kiwi contingent out, one carrying players to the World Test Championship final in England, but that flight can't leave Delhi until May 11th. Two other private jets are heading to Aotearoa. Trent Bolt is on one of those. He'll quarantine here, see family and then fly to the UK for the championship. The Big Money 2020 competition was criticised for playing on as India faces skyrocketing COVID cases and a hospital system that is on its knees. And then some of its players caught COVID. New Zealand cricket boss David White concedes it's been a mission to get the New Zealanders out.
It's been complex, especially, you know, the last 48 hours when the tournament was cancelled, and working in different time zones with Indian cricket, with the IPL franchises and the players. But we've got there. Everyone's worked really hard to get a solution so all our players can have a safe exit out of India.
So just to clarify, how many charter flights are there in total that are going to have Kiwis on them?
So there's two charter flights. We'll be leaving Delhi on the 7th. Flying back to New Zealand with nine on each on board, all Kiwis, and that's a combination of players, commentators, umpires, coaches. And then on the 11th of May, we've got a charter flight travelling from Delhi to London with Kane Williamson, Carl Jamieson, Mitch Santner and physio Tommy Simpson.
Why the two flights to New Zealand? Why not just the one?
I think that's that one of the flights is a private jet of the Mumbai Indians, and they're going to take those players back, and they've just worked through that themselves, the Indian authorities.
So who's operating the other charters, and who's stumping up to pay for it all?
Oh, it's all been paid for by a combination of the franchises and the BCCI Indian Cricket.
And what's the price tag on it?
I have no idea. That's something that they're paying for. I have no idea what the cost is. It's not a cost for New Zealand cricket or the players.
So is that also for the flight to the UK?
That's right. Same for the UK. That's been provided by Indian cricket.
So it sounds like they've co-opted anybody who could give a hand. If you're using one plane, from which is a team plane, and the two other planes are coming from where?
I'm not sure that detail. They're working through that detail of Indian cricket. Obviously, with the time zones, it's a bit different, but that's a solution we've got. I'm not sure where the plane has come from, but that's what the BCCI have organised with the franchises.
So the plane going to England, is the Indian team going to be on that flight as well?
No, that's only our four people.
Okay. Why can't that depart until May 11th? I know you've got an exemption from the UK government to enter, but yeah. Why is the flight delayed until May 11th?
Because we've been informed and guided by England Cricket that non-UK residents aren't allowed into England from India or a red zone country until the 11th of May.
In that time, what's going to happen with everybody?
So there's four of them. The players I mentioned before, they're in a hotel in Delhi. They've got a private wing of a hotel. They'll be in a secure bio bubble for that period of time.
But they were in different bubbles before, so you're creating a new bubble.
That's right. They've got a new bubble. So what happens each day is they're COVID tested. So they're all clear, they're COVID tested, and they'll be in a secure bubble just by themselves in isolation, four people.
But what are the risks associated with creating that new bubble? Because also on the flights back to New Zealand, you're mixing and matching people who've been in different bubbles as well.
That is correct. But for the people returning to New Zealand, just like all people returning from New Zealand, 72 hours before, they've got to have a clear COVID test. So they'll undertake that before they arrive in New Zealand.
What happens if anyone turns up positive before that England flight?
That will be a challenge and an obstacle that we'll have to overcome at the time.
What have they told you, though? They're not taking anyone that's COVID positive?
I don't think you can. I think the rules in England are very similar to New Zealand, that you've got to test negative prior to your departure to the country, and if you're tested positive, you're not allowed to enter into those countries. I'm very sure that's the same as in New Zealand.
So anyone who tests positive before these flights take off is going to be left behind?
Correct.
And who's going to be responsible for them then?
Well, we'll just have to work through that. We've had great support from Indian cricket and the franchises. We've worked closely with them. That's an obstacle that we would have to overcome at the time, and hopefully that won't happen.
So the planes coming back to New Zealand, have you got any spare capacity there?
To be quite honest, I haven't worked on the detail of the capacity of the planes. I know that that's been organised by Indian cricket and the franchises. There's 9 people on each of the flights, and I'm not sure the size of the planes, etc., but that's all I can tell you.
Because I imagine there's some other people that are keen to get out of India as well, and I'm wondering if you've had any conversations with the New Zealand High Commission to see if you can assist them in any way if you did indeed have spare seats.
We've been in communication with the High Commission, but we haven't spoken to them about other people on those flights.
So do the players have to contribute in any way financially for this sort of escape route?
No, it's all paid for by the IPL franchises and Indian cricket.
And the charters coming to New Zealand, do they need to stop anywhere on the way?
I'm not sure of that detail.
Okay. Has it all been worth it, this going to play some games of cricket and then for it to end this way?
Listen, I'm not prepared to stand in judgment of whether, you know, the competition should go ahead. It's a competition that's been run in another country, and I don't want to comment on another country's or another board's affairs. That's a decision they've made. And likewise, the players are independent contractors. They're allowed to go and make their decision to play in the competition, and I'm not prepared to stand in front of them or make judgment on that.
But you're part of the crew who's mopping up, though, aren't you?
Yeah, we are. They're our players, they're our people, and we're assisting our players and our fellow New Zealanders return home.
New Zealand Cricket says all their players going to England are currently getting vaccinated. It hopes Trent Bolt will get the COVID vaccine when he returns from India.